Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by the new WinApp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android. Video bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for the weekly Daily Gizwiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1356, recorded March 10th, 2012. Really big gadgets! The weekly Daily Gizwiz is brought to you by Ford, featuring curve control to help protect against crashes on curves. Look for curve control available in the 2013 Ford Taurus and learn more at Ford.com/cars/Taurus. And now, get ready for Dick. Ladies and gentlemen, do not attempt to adjust your sets. The distortion you see now is completely normal. It's just time for another weekly Daily Gizwiz. And ladies and gentlemen, yes, here he is, the gravy master himself, Mr. Dick DiBartolo. Hello, Dickie D.
Leo, how you doing?
Is it still spring in New York?
Oh, it is. The crocus are out, and the forsythia is out. And yeah, warmest February. It's going to be 70 on Monday.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't it nice, though? I just love spring.
I do. I do. I just don't want to, in July, be shoveling snow off my boat.
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, this could be global warming, and this is how it's going to be from now on. Or it could just be a strange weather cycle, and you're right. You'll have to pay for it. You have that. Yeah. I could tell you were raised Catholic. You have that. Actually, every religion. You have that thing that if something good is happening today, I'm going to pay for it tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't think you have to be Catholic for that.
No.
Or Jewish.
Everybody's got that feeling.
Yeah, everybody's got a little bit of guilt.
This is a little too good. A little too good.
True. Yeah.
So, well, it's good to see. It's always a pleasure to see you. It's not a Saturday if I don't get to see Dickie D.
Well, thank you. And you know who I saw this week?
Who?
Brian Brushwood.
Schwood was in your neck of the woods?
He did his Bizarre Magic show at Baruch College on Thursday.
And did you go to see it?
Dennis and I ran down to see it.
Oh.
It's really great fun.
You know, I've never seen Brian's magic show.
It's great. We were going to go to dinner afterwards, but he had cut part of his tongue off. I thought it was an illusion, but evidently it wasn't.
He's going to do Game On Netflix like that. Hello.
You'll see tomorrow.
Yeah, with the Game On.
Brian is the host of Scam School and Revision 3, but also does a couple of shows, Frame Rate and Game On, for us on the Twit Network. I adore Brian, and I just wish I could get him to move up here. He lives in Austin.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah,
he's really
good place to be right now. But that, yeah, and he travels all over the country doing magic shows, chiefly at colleges.
Yes, yeah. And he's really great. And then I sent him an email. You know, he sent me an email and said, "Oh, I couldn't believe you came to see the show." And I said, "You know, if you want to come to Mad on Friday, let me know." And then I saw another tweet. I think he's already back in Austin.
That's the problem. He moves like crazy. I mean, he'll be flying up here tomorrow.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, he does a lot of traveling. But poor guy. And you know, I felt guilty at first asking him to come here every Sunday, but he loves it. So. You know, that's okay if that's his thing. Anyway,
show folk.
He is. That he is of the old school, lives out of a trunk kind of guy. And, you know, Chad Johnson, who used to work for him, he was his magician's assistant for a year.
I didn't know
that. Yeah, he works for us now. He's a guy with the red hair. He's a great guy. We love Chad. Chad, I said, did Brian, you know, how hard was that? You know, a different town every week and a different hotel. And he said, Brian loves it. Brian just, you know, he says once you get it in your blood, it's just kind of, it's something you do.
Yeah, and his blood was all over that stage.
I know.
He drives nails in his head.
He's a crazy man. Yeah. I know. Anyway, what is our topic of the week?
Well, you know what? There is no, let's see. No, there's no topic.
No topic at all? Good. All right.
Right.
Well, my device is a big-ass phone.
Okay, big-ass gadgets.
Big-ass gadgets week. For people with normal-sized rear ends.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
let's start.
Well, actually, my first big-ass gadget is kind of small, but it's kind of fun.
All right.
You know, let's see. A couple weeks ago, you did the speaker system for Monster Cable, Clarity HD.
Yes.
And long time ago, we did Jambox.
Right. Love them both.
Now, this is a bizarre kind of, a new kind of a docking station for Android or any iOS device. It's a docking station that doesn't actually charge your device. It basically is another speaker system. But what's nice about this is the sound is great and the price is even better. So I'm going to bring it up here. It's called Divoom. D-I-V-O-O-M.
Divoom.
Divoom. And basically all it is a little shelf. It's rubberized, so there's a little bit of angle adjustment for it. And there's no charging cable or anything. All it comes with is a 3.5-inch, a 3.5-millimeter headphone cord that you plug into your device. And then you turn the device on. And let me just turn this on. And
wow, that sounds good.
Isn't that pretty decent?
Yeah, it's always hard to judge, of course, over Skype, but it sounds like there's some good bass in there.
Yeah. Well, Leo, the great thing about this is on Amazon, it's $27.
Wow.
So, whoop, let me just...
So, that was one of the things that I liked about... You can't stop it. That was one of the things I liked about the Monster device. It was about half as much as the Jambox. And this is half as much as the Monster device.
Yeah, exactly. So this is how this guy works. So it comes with, there's a built-in internal battery. Company says once you charge it, it should run 4 to 5 hours.
Similar to the other two. All right.
And this is the size of it here. And the only slight silly thing that I don't like about it is way in the back down there, you can just see is the USB light to tell you that. Battery light to tell you that it's on. And since the device sits on the front, twice now I've gone out and left the device on all night long. But once you get used to turning that off, it's pretty decent. So I'm going to actually use this down at the boat where I can just sit, put my little device on it at the table. And, you know, with Netflix, you get a great picture with the Droid 4. And then I can just plug the output of the Droid 4 into this and have a little mini micro entertainment center.
That's the key to this is this is not iOS device specific. It doesn't have a 30-pin connector. It works with anything.
Anything that has a headphone jack. And strangely, I don't know why, but they call it the iFit. Not to be confused with the iFit exercise device. And this is the iFit 2. They had a different docking station that... was smaller and cheaper. This is the iFit 2. It's out now. This is it in black, but on their website, they also show it in white in case you have an iPod that you want to match colors with. And they are at, let me see, their web address is Divoom.com. D-I-V. Oh, there you go. It is on Amazon. The, $27.
But it says it's Satechi. That might be a little, that's the name of the company that makes it, and then it's the Divoom iFit Dash 2 portable rechargeable speaker stand for smartphones and tablets. They even show it working with an iPad, which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so any device, because it's just a little, like, lip that anything
Absolutely, it's just a lip. There's actually a little feed through there. It only works if your headphone jack happens to be at the bottom.
Ah.
You could actually feed the cable up through the bottom slit, and it'll look a little more tailored. But I tell you, the sound is really nice, and I think for I'm looking at your screen, $27.99.
That's the Amazon price. Yeah. Wow, really cheap.
Really, really
And it's
cheap.
A stand. It's a Davoom, and it's a stand.
It's, yes, yes, it is.
Now, the next one we should have saved really for the 4th of July because it's all about freedom.
Yes, it's the Freedom Mic, and I kind of misused it, which I'll explain after we watch the video. Oh, so this is new from Skosh, and the rest of it you can just see on the video.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Dickie Martol, Mads Madness, try to end the GizWiz with this week's weekly daily GizWiz video. We're at Disneyland, my logo, Dennis Wendland design. I'll just show the floor, will you? So that Leo was always saying that there's no room in Disneyland. Look at all this. Look at all this.
Acres.
Room.
Okay. Yeah, and then it,
you are
then
actually
it expands.
Judging the gadget of the week because this
it
is.
Sounds
it.
Terrible,
this
Dick.
Skosh Freedom Mic.
Do you
it
think that sounds good?
It is a Bluetooth
good?
Microphone
Leo,
it, the, so that
it,
you
it
can
It took YouTube an hour and a half to upload this video, and I don't know quite
you
what they
YouTube
did with it.
You think YouTube mangled the audio? Because the audio is better, isn't it? Because this is terrible.
The audio is better than that, but okay. I'll tell you. Well, you can watch the thing.
You know, you shouldn't
tour.
Ever judge audio on a YouTube clip because they do. They compress the hell out of audio on YouTube.
Yeah,
and this you could tell. I mean, it just sounds terrible.
With now, any iOS device, your iPod Touch, your iPad, and have a wireless microphone. You saw Disneyland when we did it with a Droid 4. What you didn't see is when you come in, my daily GizWiz sign. You did not see the Disneyland bathroom.
Right, the audio sounds terrible
enough,
on this
it's connected
so it
to the...
It doesn't sound that bad on your
no,
copy.
No, not at all.
All right. Well, we'll keep running it just so we can... I want the tour.
Yeah, we'll go in for the tour now.
All right. Let's continue.
The cottage drain pipes. Okay, so
wait
this
a minute,
is
wait
it.
A drain pipes.
We have RoboSapien there.
Say,
this
I
is
said,
Blink
strangely enough,
love.
My bathroom also connects to the
I
Twitter
played
comment.
Blink, and I did a show on Nickelodeon called You Want It, You Got It. When you come here, you can rest assured, don't worry, no cameras in the restroom. And my letter from George Lucas. Both wow. Mort Drucker and I got letters saying that we should be given Oscars for satire, for Lucas's takeoff on Star Wars. And we're going to go down and see the living quarters. Again, you're judging mic quality, and we're seeing how it works walking around with the mic. When you come to Disneyland,
oh
we have the twit on the air sign. When we're doing the radio show.
I had no idea. Now, that's Disneyland. It's not your living quarters here.
No. Now we're walking the 15 feet. That's we're leaving.
This is your commute. We're going to see the commute now.
This is the commute.
The guy who owns this apartment building must love you. You've taken over
and
the entire
you know,
first floor.
Well, then Dennis lives
over
up to
the
You've got the whole place.
System, the steam train
oh,
that
look
runs
at this.
In place. I don't have it on now because it makes a lot of noise. Trains.
By the
trains,
way, folks, I just want you to understand how special this is. Dick didn't even let me go in his living quarters when I visited Disneyland. This is a special treat, a rare treat here.
Ferrari oh, car.
Come on, Leo. You said it wasn't worth $10, and I said, well, screw you. Then you're not coming in.
This is the $10 tour.
Then I have my indoor railroad, and we have Maggie on the floor. Be careful, okay, Maggie? There goes Maggie. These are my indoor trains, okay? Or my dining cars over there. They just finished serving dinner, and the indoor trains they run all the time, even if it's snowing out.
Wait a minute. Now, do you leave them running all the time?
Oh yeah, my indoor train. Yeah.
Wow.
The only time the outdoor trains can't run is if it snows heavily.
Right. This is the Glitzville station they're pulling into right
exactly,
now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Whoops. I just rewound.
Well, that's okay.
I mean, I don't want to restart this. See. What? By the way, it looks like there's a camera behind the sign that says, don't worry, there's no cameras in here. Just want to point that out.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Now you kind of ruined it for people who come here.
That's actually where the camera is.
Yes, exactly. In my mustache. Yeah.
It's hidden in there. All right, we're going to go ahead. I'm just going to fast forward.
Going a little more. Kind
this
of
is
fun,
on YouTube. So... If people want your YouTube channel, people should look at the YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/madmadest. And so, you know, you can see this yourself if you'd like to get, you know, take time and parse each and every object.
And then
object.
I have my indoor railroad. And we have Maggie on the floor. Be careful.
Who is Maggie, by the way? Is that
Maggie
is your girlfriend?
Dennis's dog.
Oh, okay. I feel bad for her. She's a little bit of a rug, to be honest.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. These are my indoor trains, okay? Oh, my dining cars over there. They just finished serving dinner. And the indoor trains, they run all the time, even if it's snowing out. And there it's going back.
That's so cool. So they just you don't have like a controller. You just
it's on a reverse loop. Just it goes hits a bumper, stops for 15 seconds, and goes back.
I love
window
that.
Are the outdoor trains, and here comes a freight train now.
Whoa!
Ta-da. My backyard.
So that's outside.
It's going by.
Yeah,
oh,
and that's always on too.
That's always on. When I'm home, it's on. Yeah.
So it's called the Scotia.
And then when a train
Freedom
goes by,
Mike,
my flashing lights.
This price is $80. Wow. Bucks. I did a web search, and I saw...
I didn't realize you took this train stuff so seriously. You have a ticket office?
Yeah, the ticket office always closed when we did this.
You really take this stuff seriously.
$50. Yeah. And we'll just wait for this to just stop for a minute. And in theory...
Does this happen all the time?
And start
no, just when I, just when I, it, it's a pressure sensitive switch. So, I just hit it with my elbow when it goes off.
This Weekly Daily Gizwiz video.
Well, that part works.
This is the deal. Okay, all right. So it's called Freedom Mic, and it is Bluetooth, and you can control the camera with a little button on the mic. And that was a little iffy. I would say it worked about 85% of the time. The sound is better. And what I realized...
But I have to say, Bluetooth sound is not rich and full.
No.
It is a little thin because it's a Bluetooth headset profile. So it's not going to be, as a mic, it's not going to be as rich as a connected mic would be.
Exactly. And the other thing is I didn't realize how sensitive the mic was. Of course, the trains were running. I thought I should be holding the mic. And
right.
So it was greatly overmodulated. So wearing the mic would be better. It's just that after that video took an hour and a half to upload, I didn't feel like doing it again.
Well, lousy mic, but a great tour.
Freedom Mic is the name of it. And it lists for $50. And it's I saw it on Amazon for $49 and change.
Yeah,
the
I think
other
you're
thing
never
is
gonna
you
get
can
a...
use it. You can use it to click the shutter of your iPhone or iPad once
That's
it's
kind
hooked
of
up with Bluetooth, so you
that
can get
might
in
be
the
useful.
Shot.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that a remote control camera shutter.
Yeah,
that'd be useful. I just don't expect super good sound out of something like that.
No, exactly. It does sound better than it does on
that was really bad, which is quite
appalling.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, I think I've played with these, and I really was intrigued when I saw it at CES by the idea of having a wireless mic. But, you know, we spend our the professional-grade wireless mics, you're talking $600 or $700 minimum.
Yeah. I mean, even PR40s are about $400, aren't they?
So you take this, and then you add a wireless connection, a transmitter, and then a wireless base station, and you are just not the mic, the wireless connector base station. We're talking $600. So for anything you'd get for fifty bucks, don't expect to sound like a studio grade microphone. But it's going to be okay. It's just going to be a little thin. It'll sound like, frankly, a good quality Bluetooth mic when you talk to somebody on Bluetooth. You know, that's what it sounds like. Yeah.
But you know, for parents running after the kids and stuff, it can be great fun.
I think this. I love the shutter thing too. I'll consider ordering one of those just to see.
There you go.
Maybe I'll
there
do the whole
go.
Show.
He doesn't
this
like
way.
It, but he still buys it. Now that's a gadget person.
I hate it, but I'm ordering it right now.
I hate it, but I can't resist buying it.
Gotta get it. All right, gadget. That was two gadgets. Let's take a break before gadget number three. Then a turn the table turkey in a warehouse Friday. We've got some letters, including a Disneyland wrap.
Yes,
from one of our listeners coming up in just a bit. Before we go on, though. I want to talk a little bit about Fords. You know I'm a big Ford fan. I drive that 2010 Mustang. Love it. Henry's got his permit, you know, his learner's permit now. And he's really lobbying hard for the Ford. No.
Yeah, your chance to give him that and buy a 2013.
Well, that's true. But I don't think a V8 engine in a muscle car is really right for an 18-year-old kid.
I bet he thinks it's right.
Yeah, he thinks it's really right. I said, if you're really good, first of all, I am going to use it to teach him stick because it's a stick. It's a manual.
Oh.
So I'm going to use it to teach him. And I said, if you're really good and you've got a really hot date and you promise to wash the car and fill it up with gas, I'll let you drive it for the date. But no showing off. Actually, I think if I got this new Ford Taurus, it'd be a little safer. It's the 2013 Ford Taurus. Has something now called curve control. What do you think that is? Yeah. Curve control. It's not like a girdle. Curve control is...
knowing you as a parent who really... Can you actually set, like, the top speed of the car?
Be nice. Oh, no, okay. This helps drivers maintain control if you take a curve too quickly. And frankly, that's one of the things that scares me about him driving the Mustang. It's got so much power. It's very easy if you take curves too quickly, frankly. Now, this is very cool. The curve control is always on. It looks for potential problems by measuring how quickly the vehicle is turning versus how quickly the driver is trying to turn it. That's why. Wow. That's when you lose control, when the wheels come out, when the vehicle's trying to turn faster than you can, or you're trying to turn faster than the vehicle can turn. So it measures roll rate, yaw rate, lateral acceleration, wheel speed, and steering angle 100 times a second. Whoa. It is the technology that's going into vehicles these days is truly amazing. As soon as it senses a problem, it reduces engine torque, applies four-wheel braking gently, not to put you into a skid. It slows the vehicle up to 10 miles an hour in a second. And it knows if it works on dry or wet pavement. It knows what condition is going on and will adjust. It protects you while driving on curves. If you take it too fast, don't worry. The car will protect you. It's just one of many new driver assist technologies available in the new 2013 Ford Taurus. You got to take a look at the Taurus SHO with that EcoBoost engine. That is, I test drove that. It was so sweet. Oh, my goodness. Learn more at your local Ford dealer. Of course, drive one today. Or visit Ford.com/cars/Taurus. Curve control, one of many ways Ford is making driving safer for us all. So if I get an SHO, I'll let Henry drive that. He can drive the Mustang if he's a really good boy. I'll tell you, it's a chick magnet. It's got a little magnet right there on the stick.
Anyway.
And you're in the chicken capital of the world. It's the perfect car.
The hens just stick right to it. Mm. Anyway, let us get on to gadget numero trio.
Okay, it comes from acellcables.com.
I love cables.
And do you know that company?
No, but I love cables.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not actually a cable. In the past, it used to be if I wanted to respond to the chat room, I would have to turn away from the camera because the monitor with the chat room is off here on my right. And then I thought, wait a minute, I have an extra monitor, not an extra computer. So I got the Acell USB DVI VGA accessory.
EIEIO.
Exactly. All right, so basically this little guy just plugs into a USB port. Then there's a little piece of hardware in the center of the cable that contains the hardware that you need. And then you just plug it into a computer. I've used Sonic, and I use the VGA in, which is at the end of the Acell adapter. And now my video from the monitor here on my right goes directly over my camera. So I can be looking at the camera. I have to look up just a touch to read the chat room. And this way, I don't have to turn to the side. And also, you always tell me, you know, you like the camera shot just about head height and stuff. So I also bring up Skype under my other name on this one computer. And then I can bring the Skype picture up on the ViewSonic and I can set the controls before you call. So it's an easy way to send video from a monitor from your computer to a second monitor. And I have it on extend. I have another one of these guys that extends my drop cam to a third monitor. You can hook up to six of them to one computer. The VGA DVI adapter is $75, and they make an HDMI adapter for $10 more. So it's a real easy way if you have monitors to send signals from your computer, either mirrored, right, send it to the right or to the left to a second monitor.
That
and
is
see
so
stuff.
Cool.
It is really neat.
It's really neat.
It took about a minute and a half to get this up and running.
And so I'm just looking now that you got me to the website. They make so much interesting stuff.
They make a lot of different converters and devices.
They've got an extra long USB cable.
Oh, I think they make a USB cable that's like, is it like 40 feet?
20 feet, yeah. An ultra feet, run, okay. And it's for USB 3. This is very intriguing to me because I have one of those iTVs that uses USB to record on the computer, but the computer's across the room from the cable, and I've been looking for a solution for this. This is really, really cool. They do a lot of really neat things.
They do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've used their cables, but I never had used one of these boxes before.
Yeah, this is a super speed.
And now I'm using two of them.
Long length USB cable that can go a total of 6 meters, which is almost 20 feet. Wow.
This is 20 feet, right?
Yeah. Wow. So what's the name of this video cable?
It is the Accel Ultra Video USB 2 to DVI.
Ultra, okay, I'll have to find it.
There's a lot
of stuff
here. Well, you know, just go to my website and there'll be a link directly to the page.
Well, I could do that. Let's see. That I understand. GIZWIZ.BIZ.
Oh, wait a second. I have to enable it because it's not up yet.
It's not. Dick. Oh, well, as long as we're there, let's just see what's going on in the What the Heck Is It contest.
The What the Heck Is It, and I'll enable that page in the meantime. Because
I know what this is. They used this when my son was born. This is a portable Bris device for, right? You just,
I don't want to give it away.
It's a cigar cutter. I'm not sure. It's something for cutting the tip off something. I don't know.
Okay.
You guess what it is, and I'll tell you what. The right guesses, they've only got 12 Mad Magazines for the right guesses. They got 24 for the best clever guesses. So there you go. You figure it out. And what Mad, by the way, this, if you missed it, we talked about it last week, was these chicken fingers were actually designed for picking up olives. You put one on your fingertips and poke an olive.
That is exactly right.
Very silly. Right. But this, give me a hint. Is this an equally silly device or is this something more practical?
I'm going to say, I'll say it's more practical.
See, I was right. It is a portable Bris device.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You never know. It saves time. It's three at once.
No. Your thumb's going, your finger and thumb on the left and the right, and you figure out what to put in the middle. It could be a cigar, could be anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I'm just making
it. Okay, now through the magic of Squarespace, if you go back to my website.
Oh, this is a little free Squarespace ad. Let's go to gizwiz.biz right now. And he's already updated the site. And if I scroll, there it is, a different kind of dock. No, that's not it. There it is, the Accel Ultra Video USB 2.0 to DVI-I or VGA video.
Right, but if you click on the link, it should go directly to that page. Oh,
thank you, sir. There it is. There it is.
There you go. There you go.
Wow, that is a complex doohickey.
Yeah.
But how did you know you needed that?
Because I read about it, and then I thought, wait a minute.
If I had
one of these, because, you know, people were saying, oh, yeah, you just open your computer, you just get another video card.
No, you don't need that. All you do is you plug this into the USB port, and video goes out it somehow, magically, into another monitor.
And you're up and running in a minute, 2 minutes tops.
Wow.
So,
wow.
There you go. Amazing. And 1080p video.
Really?
Yeah.
So you find the quality good and everything?
I find the quality is fine, yeah. My ViewSonic looks really, really good.
Pretty magical. Wow.
Do
you run some special software on the computer?
You know, you download the software, and then as soon as the software loads, it goes to their website to tell you to bring up the latest
software. It's Windows only, probably.
No, it says Windows and Mac.
Really?
I'm looking at here. Wow. It says Windows and Mac compatible. You can hook up to 6 displays using one adapter per display.
And the maximum resolution is 1920 by 1200 or 2048 by 1152 if you have a 16:9 display.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And, you know, I had one of these about a year ago, and it wouldn't send Skype to the second monitor. Oh, that's interesting.
It does.
The new version that came out like in November, wow, now will send video, Skype video, to a second monitor. It was easy to send a chat room. Of course, it's just text.
So but this now 1920 by 1200 is the resolution of my 27-inch Mac in front of me. It would support the full resolution of this big display right in front of me.
Oh, my word.
That's amazing. That's tempting.
I could put this on. This is like the old days where you said, you know what? I'm buying everything.
I don't care how crappy it is. Everything you talk about. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see if you'll buy what I'm talking about, because, ladies and gentlemen, it is time, the moment you've all been avoiding, I'm waiting for Turn the Table Turkey. Dick, if you would do the honors, I would be honored if you would do the
honors. Yes. Dick DeBartolo, Mads Maddest, right in the Giz Whiz. I always drag that out a little because at this particular time, Leo does not have his gadget yet.
It's here somewhere.
I just talk for another minute, and I say,
I'm sure I have one.
It's time for Leo's Turn the Table Turkey.
Now? Oh, no.
Leo looks under his desk to find some crap to share.
I found a bottom house. A microphone wind protector. Oh, too late. I'm stuck.
Oh, come on. You can find something. What's that long stick thing there?
Not the 2x4. You talked me into doing this. I was reluctant to do it, but I have to say, since this is the phone I have loved the best since the iPhone 4, probably, I have to show this phone.
No, I'm very interested. Yeah. I hope Verizon gets one because
supposedly they are.
That would be good.
This is the Samsung Galaxy Note, and anybody who's watched our shows over the last month knows this is my new phone of choice. You've probably seen the ads. In fact, they did an ad on the Super Bowl. That's when this phone made its debut. And it's notable because it is, well, you might call it a phablet. It is the biggest Android device out there that still has a phone in it. There are Android tablets. This is 5.3 inches, and we were talking about screen resolutions. Get ready for this. It's 1,200. Let's see. What is the resolution on this? It's 1,280 across by 720 top to bottom. This is a high-def Super AMOLED display, one of those great Samsung displays. Now, you might say, well, 5.3 inches, that's too big for a phone. But you can fit it in a shirt pocket. In fact, it's so thin. You don't feel like it's really bulky. This is a very thin phone, fairly light. But the advantage of having a phablet is, with this big screen, for somebody with big hands, or in my case, fat fingers, the typing is so easy on this thing. Well, I'll give you an example. By the way, it comes with a stylus, which some people mock. But let me tell you something. It's a pressure-sensitive stylus, kind of like a Wacom stylus, and I think it has 16 levels of pressure. So if I there's a little button on it. If I press the button and double tap, it pulls up a notepad program. And you know what? Sometimes it's easier, like if you're doing a phone number, just to write the number down. It's got pen, it's got brush, it's got pencil, it's got pen, or highlighter rather. If I go back to the pen, you've got all these different colors, all the different... But the pressure sensitivity makes it kind of interesting. Watch, I'll draw something, I press lightly, and then I press hard, it gets fatter and lightly. It actually is like a real tablet, which is fantastic. Let me just undo that drawing here. Undo and go back.
Nice.
Now, let me show you the keyboard, which is fairly large. I'm using a swipe keyboard. It comes with swipe, which is one of those keyboards where instead of tapping, you draw the word.
I love swipe. Yeah.
I love swipe. It makes it, for me, much more accurate for typing. And you see, if I mistyped, it gives me suggestions and so forth. Swipe is a particularly nice keyboard. And this is one of the things I like about Android is you have a choice of keyboards. So the bigger keys... I'll show you the
horizontally. That must be a huge keyboard.
It is.
Right?
It's quite big. If I use a Samsung keyboard, there's so much room on here that it actually has a number row up top. Which, if you do a lot of number typing, is really handy. Yeah. I'll turn on rotation. I normally have it turned off because I don't like things to rotate without my saying so, but I'll turn on the rotation. And you'll see that the keyboard gets hello. Maybe it doesn't rotate in this app. So let's exit out of the app. The keyboard does get quite big. Let's see. How about path? Does that rotate? I think the screen is very legible, very easy to read. The colors are just fantastic. I mean, just beautiful, vibrant color. I love Samsung Super AMOLED displays.
Oh, those screens are great.
This is actually a higher resolution display than the new iPad.
Wow.
In terms of pure dots per inch, I think it's 280 dots pixels per inch. So it's really gorgeous. Battery life is also better because, of course, there's more room for a battery. And like many Android, not all, but many Android phones, batteries are replaceable. So usually what I do is I buy a couple of batteries. This will get me through about 10 hours. And if I need more juice, I just take a couple of these are light little batteries. Take a couple of extra batteries with me, and I'm good to go. I just pop one in. Some people complain about the flimsiness of the back case. It's just a little piece of plastic that snaps in. But I take it off and put it on a lot. And it hasn't failed on me yet, so I'm not too worried about it wearing out.
An SD card slot?
There is an SD card slot. I put 32 gigs in, but it has a lot of memory by itself. I think it has 16 gigs by itself. So there's plenty of space for storage on here. It's fast. It's got dual-core processors. This is the international version, so it's a little different than the AT&T version in a couple of ways. The processor, and this is dual-core Exynos, that's a Samsung ARM processor running at 1.4 gigahertz. The AT&T uses dual-core Qualcomm chips that run at 1.5. That sounds a little faster, but I think the Exynos is actually a somewhat faster processor. The other difference is the AT&T doesn't have this physical home button. This is very much like the iPhone's home button. There's a physical home button here. And then it has capacitance menu and back buttons. The AT&T version has all capacitive buttons, so it's capacitive all the way across. 8-megapixel camera. I think it's quite a good camera. Certainly rivals anything except maybe the iPhone 4S, but I think it's as good as the iPhone 4S. Where the iPhone really excels, though, is the variety of apps on the iOS platform. There's no Instagram for Android. That's too bad, but there are other. Yeah. I have a ton of camera apps. These are all camera apps, and I use all of them all the time. So
what does that thing cost?
So let's talk a little bit about it. Now, I bought the unlocked GSM version and run it on the AT&T network. It will run on the T-Mobile network, but not as well. It runs on the T-Mobile network using 2G, not 3G. So you need to get an AT&T SIM on the unlocked version, and then it'll run with HSPA+. So unlocked, it's about $650. It's pricey. AT&T offers it subsidized, of course, with an AT&T SIM, and then it uses LTE on that. But it's $300 subsidized. So it is.
Wow.
This is what's happening with the new top of the line Android phones. They're all the Nexus and so forth. They're all $300, not $200. That may change over time. I hope it will change over time. Very snappy. You really can tell that this is a dual core phone. It's just there's no lag in it at all. It's really snappy. Even playing games, watching movies on it is spectacular because it is 720p. When you watch a Netflix movie on it, it just feels really great. You really you feel like you're watching a movie on here. I know that this is of limited interest. That there are plenty of people who won't want this phone because it's so big. And let me show you what it looks like when you're on the phone. It's a little bit of a candy bar, you know, next to your head. And I don't mean a little one.
So
I mean
a giant Hershey bar. No one will even know.
I very rarely hold the phone to my head anymore these days. That doesn't bother me so much. And I like the big size for everything else that I do. So that's the real advantage. There's a movie, and you see this is a widescreen movie, so they've got bars top and bottom, but it looks really good. I have to say, this is streaming off of Netflix on our Wi-Fi. There it is. That's the Samsung. It's called the Galaxy Note. Yes, there will be, I am told, a Galaxy Journal on Verizon sometime soon. That will be a very desirable phone. This is the unlocked GSM version that has slight differences from the AT&T version. If you're an AT&T customer in the U.S., you probably do want the AT&T version, if only because it's subsidized. And I should mention this case, which I really like. It wasn't very expensive. I bought this on Amazon, and it does add a little bit to the bulk of it, but it makes it look very kind of business classy, I think. So let me, I'm going to find the information on the case here on Amazon real quickly, because I don't have that in front of me. But I'm very fond of this phone.
I think it's very, really
it
nice.
Is, it's a special device. It's not for everybody, but if you're looking for kind of a cross between a tablet and a phone, you want phone capability with a slightly larger screen, if you have big hands, for instance, or you just have big needs, this is a very good choice. And I like
it. Now, is phablet a real word, or has that,
I made
you
it up.
Coined that?
I think I've seen others
I think
use
it's great.
It. It is a phone tablet. Web 254 says, does it have graffiti? Graffiti is now available on all Android devices. I'm not a big graffiti fan, but if you like graffiti, you could do that. Let me just load my account. I really want to get you the name of this case because I really like it. It has a notch in the back for the camera, and there's the speaker on this. It's not stereo speakers. It's just a single speaker port. The on-off switch is on the right, the volume control on the left. Good sound. I think the very good sound quality. I've been very happy with that.
Wait, is it two cameras or just one?
It's a front and a back.
There is one. Wow.
Yeah. I think the, you know, if you use Tango, there are a number of programs that will let you Skype. I don't know, but Tango and others will let you do video phone calls. And that's integrated into the operating system. There's some, you know, I have to say Android software is in many ways becoming more sophisticated than Apple software. There's things you can do with these phones, Android phones, you can't do with Apple phones, partly because Apple just really limits what people are allowed to do with their phones. And video calling, you know, Apple wants you pretty much to use FaceTime. This gives you a lot more choice, I think. It's from IDS, this case. It's the black high-quality leather case for Samsung Galaxy Note, $12.95.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, it wears out a little bit. I've got some little frayed edges. And some people complain in the reviews that the magnetic clasp interferes with the phone. That has not been my experience. There are a lot of... there are not as many case choices for Android phones, the Note's pretty popular, and I suspect you'll see more. There are a few other things I should mention. There is a host drive, a flash adapter that you can order. For this that plugs into the Galaxy Note's USB and allows you, it's kind of weird, to plug other USB devices into it. If you need host mode, it will do that. Also, they have a HDMI adapter that will come off of that USB, so you could play it. Although it supports DLNA, so you don't really need to have a wired connection to your television. You can buy these third-party docks. There's a lot of cool accessories out there. And as I said, I bought fairly inexpensively a couple of extra batteries for my phone. I'm pretty impressed. Nice.
I like it.
You know, I reviewed it on Before You Buy, but I thought I'd tell the folks on the GizWiz about it. Only because it's kind of an unusual phone, and for people who are looking for something bigger, it's a good choice. That's the Galaxy Note, and it's available now on AT&T, $300 with a 2-year contract. And that is the turn the table turkey. I think now, though, what I would like to do, I don't know if you mind, but I would like to take a little stroll down the spring-lined streets of Fifth Avenue. You've heard the song In Your Easter Bonnet with all the ribbons on it. You'll be the grandest lady at the GizWiz warehouse today. Well, that song all started because of a little visit to a place we like to think of as Dick's Gadget Warehouse. Put your bonnets on. We're about to go.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play. In Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our little old gadget guy, Dick D. By the way, somebody mentioned in the chat room, and I should mention this, comes with gingerbread 2.3.6 on that note, but the Samsung says ice cream sandwich is coming soon.
Good.
People want to know that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, something old and in the way, Dick D. Bartolo.
Yes. Yeah, no, not me.
Oh, not you. The gadget. The gadget. I'm sorry. What was I saying?
Okay. Back to the early 1990s. This company is very much in business. ORAM. They make all sorts of medical gadgets, and this is their finger blood pressure monitor.
Oh, Omron. Oh, I know Omron. Yeah.
For some reason, they don't seem to make a finger monitor pressure monitor anymore, but it still works, surprisingly. And I just, you put your left index finger in it, supposed to hold it about a heart level. A little cuff, you can't see it, but a little cuff inside cups your finger. It's holding it now, and it is doing a reading, and I'll tell you it does.
Is it pretty accurate? That would be my question.
No, Myra just did a complete medical while we were sitting here, and she'll compare her figures with mine. Okay, systolic measurement, 140. My pulse is 76.
Mm-hmm.
And diastolic is also, wait a second, 67.
Oh, you're in very good shape. Dick, you're in amazing shape for a person of your advanced age.
Really?
Yeah.
And this is being very nervous because you know how
I know you're scared when you do this show. I know. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because it's like a terrifying thing.
Yeah.
Were you going to say something?
No.
Oh, right. I was just talking to Myra.
Myra says no. No, so I don't want to go near it. I know what Myra is going to say. You don't have to just put your finger in it.
No.
No? Oh, okay.
Okay.
You could.
The second reference that we're not referring.
You could put your toe in it.
Oh, yeah. Dumb Donald was so dumb, he put his blank in the blood pressure meter.
Yeah. Well, it just depends. You know, I think I would be. This is why they stopped making it, I guarantee you.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. The people kept putting the wrong body part in there.
Anyway, the company's still very much around, but they don't seem to make a finger blood pressure monitor.
No,
now.
I have their regular cuff, though. I wonder if it's because it wasn't as reliable.
Oh, you know, well, one day you put your cuff on, and then I'll do my finger, and we'll see.
We'll compare. Yeah.
That'll be perfect. It'll be a really good test.
Yes.
Of how good it works. Anyway, so that's the little gadget of the...
Yeah, I actually wish I had one because it's kind of a pain. You have to roll up your sleeve and, you know, put the cuff on and all of that stuff. It's a lot. I do have that
cuff.
Well,
you know what? I always come out once a year. I'll try to remember to bring it.
Bring it. We can measure it because I have
You can bring your arm thing.
I have the one that goes to the iPad, and I have a regular Omron as well. Yeah, we can compare.
Yeah. And then you know what? You keep whichever one makes you look better.
I could tell you the ones I have do not do a good job.
All right. Well, then we can put
my
in a weak battery. Let's show a lower number.
Way too high. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, as always with this show, we like to end with a little input from our listeners. We call it the Gizwiz Letters theme.
Now, we have two things this week. One is Tom McLaughlin wrote and said, yikes, I'm a big fan, but this is really going that extra mile. Leo, you may not know about this, but in Carroll, Iowa, there is the Twit funeral home.
Oh, dear. I want a picture. That's awesome.
Okay, now they don't have their own website, but if you type Twit Funeral Home, Carroll, Iowa, it comes up in many funeral listings.
Wow.
And I looked it up. It's owned, the president is Tom Twit.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go. It was started in 1971, and they also do cremations. So they, another advertiser, another possible advertiser.
You know... We cover you from cradle to grave here at Twit. I think it's a good idea. We should have like specials on burials for Twit fans.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know what? You could seal them in that wall right behind.
They could be in the brick wall.
They could be in your brick.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
It's full-bodied.
Their slogan, we're the last to let you down.
Oh.
And then we have a musical.
We have a video. Yes, we have a music video from a fan.
Do you want to say anything about it before I play it?
No, you know, because I emailed it to you. So tell me the guy's name again. I think it's just a three sentence letter. So you could read it and then play the video.
Okay. Let me find it and then I will
remember
read it.
It's from Jeff Pin, I think it was from.
Well, it's from you, actually, first.
Oh, okay,
because,
right.
You sent it to me. I hope I didn't delete it. Why don't I see Dick's email?
Oh, I can resend.
No, don't resend it. I just have to open it. Here it is.
Oh, probably in the last 2 hours.
It's highly inappropriate, it says, to make fun of Leo on his own show. So I did it anyway. Some time ago, I sent and Leo read a poem. I remember this. To open the Friday Gizwiz show. It was pretty bad. Well, truthfully, he says, it stunk. So I made it worse with old gadgets, an XP tower, Vista laptop, an omnidirectional mic, and my old 88-key Yamaha. I kept it under wraps for a year, afraid you'd crush my delicate ego after being hit by a tractor trailer. Oh, dear. I'm on heavy meds. Yes, painkillers make your show that much better.
Yeah.
But he also says, but now I'm not afraid to share my video. How can it hurt any worse? Submitted for ridicule. Featuring me, Kingpin, the Gizwiz groupie, a 2-minute rap called Run Dicky D, Leo is a Zombie. Love always, Jeff Pin, Rochester, New York. Submitted for your approval, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Pin. Oh, what a pin I'm in.
You better run. Run, Dicky D, run. He's one of the walking dead. Leo Laporte's a zombie since he's back from the web. He left in good spirits. It was his birthday, he said. But now he's drinking cat butt coffee and wants to munch on your head. Run, Dickie D. Run, Dickie D, run. Run, Dickie D. Run, run. If anyone can help, I know the Gizwiz can. Turn Leo from a zombie and back into a man. Show him the power of your gadgets can help revive his soul. Bring him back from the dead and make him once again whole. Run, Dickie D, run, Dickie D, run, run.
I like the acting.
Run, yes. Dickie D, run, run. Run, Dickie D, run, Dickie D, run, run.
Run.
You better run. No one goes to Paris and returns the same way. They usually fall in love on the Champs-Élysées.
Oh, true.
Pardon me if I see him as a blood-sucking louse. And the only way to fix him is in Dick's gadget warehouse. So you better run.
Everybody now, sing along.
Run, Dickie.
Run.
Run, run. Run, Dickie. Run, run, run. Dickie, run, run, run. Run, Dickie. Run, run.
Oh, Jeff.
In Dick's gadget warehouse.
Oh, dear.
You better run.
Jeff, you he's in the chat room right now.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah,
oh,
that is so
funny.
If it was only 2 minutes long, I know it felt longer, everybody, but
two hours. 2 hours.
No,
yeah.
That is good. It is, you can actually, if you want it for your very own, it's available on his YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/JPINN and the number 1. J-Pin 1. He's in the chat room, too, is J-Pin.
Oh, good.
He's a brave man. As Kim Tyson says, have another Xanax. And I'm sorry to hear you were hit by a tractor trailer. I'm glad you survived.
Wow.
That does not sound like a good thing. I hope you're healing and feeling better soon, Jeff. And I think it's hysterical that you did that. And I'll tell you what, I will post the link right now in our chat for everybody to enjoy. There you go. Wow. Wow, that's quite something, isn't
amazing.
It, Dick?
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. So, Leo, guess where I'm off to?
Where are you headed?
I'm going to Sedona. Do you know where that is?
Oh, yeah. I think it's an Eagles song. Isn't it? Sedona is in Arizona? New Mexico.
Yeah.
Somewhere out there.
I never do these things. You probably never do them either. Sony is having a two-day use their cameras in the Red Mountains of Sedona, Arizona.
That is a deal. Holy cow.
So, you go Sunday night, you play Monday, Tuesday, and you fly out Wednesday.
They call these junkets. This is a junket.
They call them junkets. Yeah, I haven't gone in 15 years because the last junket was JVC, and they sent out an email and said, in the dead of winter, would you like to go to sunny Sarasota?
Oh.
And I said, oh, okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and as you'll land at Sarasota's international airport, but what they forgot to say is, you would never leave the airport because that's where the meeting was.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
3 days at an
God.
Airport hotel being bludgeoned with nothing but facts about.
Oh, my God.
So 15 years later, this sounds like it's going to be good.
Well, Dick, I hope you have a wonderful time. I hope you get out of the airport.
Yes, that would be good. Well, since it says test them in the mountains, I assume unless they have mountains in the airport, we're going somewhere.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
That sounds really cool. I think you're going to have a great time. Well, Dickie D, I guess there's nothing left for us but to say,
no,
run,
just play
Dickie,
the what the heck
run!
Is-
Yes. Yes. Run, Dickie. Run, Dickie.
Run. Jeff is writing another song. Get out.
Here comes a tractor trailer right at you. So go to gizwiz.biz and play the What the Heck Is It game. By the way, notes for all the different kinds of devices that we talked about.
All will be there.
All up there, including the Galaxy Note. Now that Dick knows, that's what I did. You can also play the What the Heck Is It contest. There's a button right there, and you'll see all of the What the Heck Is It rules. You must read those rules in triplicate.
Oh, yeah. Just sign your entry. It must have been 25 to 30 entries last month that did not have any sign. I paste them and cut into big, long lists. And if your name is not on it, there's no way to know who wrote it. So just sign it.
It's not possible to send you something unless you put your name on it.
Make up a name, initial,
something.
Fake name,
anything.
Sign a Jeff N. We could not care less. Just put something on.
That's Dick, take care. Have a great week. And come back and do this again next week. What do you say?
I'll be here.
He left in good spirits. It was his birthday, he said. But now he's drinking cat butt coffee and wants to munch on your head. Run, Dickie D. Run, Dickie D, run. Run, Dickie D. Run, run.
I love that.